Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Munich at a global security conference. He is expected to meet today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In Rome, the Pope is in the hospital.
The Vatican press office releasing a statement saying Pope Francis is being hospitalized for some necessary diagnostic tests and to continue his treatment for bronchitis. Earlier this week, the 88-year-old revealed he was still battling bronchitis, with an aide reading most of his prepared remarks. The Pope has also recently battled influenza and dealt with a couple falls, injuring his arm and chin. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Thousands of federal workers have been told they no longer have jobs as of today. Newer employees at several government departments, including the Department of Education, Veterans Affairs, and the Office of Personnel Management, have been fired by the Trump administration and DOGE. Hamas releasing the names of hostages to be released from captivity in Gaza tomorrow. U.S. National Segui Dekel Chen is on the list. This is ABC News. President Trump says he wants talks with Russia and China about nuclear weapons. He says he's hoping he can get agreements with both countries to cut nuclear arsenals and someday cut defense budgets in half. So you're tired of rising egg prices. Guess what? Now you have the choice to rent a chicken.
Renting chickens has actually been a thing for years, but only now is gaining traction.
Our two-hen package starts at $490 for the whole rental period.
For that $490, says Jen Tompkins of Rent the Chicken in Freeport, Pennsylvania.
We'll bring the coop, your hens that you're getting, either two or four. We'll bring the feed.
And for the next 6 months, you'll know exactly where your eggs are coming from. Similar businesses are operating across the country. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Some other birds being celebrated today in Philadelphia. The parade for the Super Bowl champion Eagles steps off around 11 this morning Eastern Time. Some people braving freezing weather overnight to get the best spots. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The flavor in Yeti Yum's freeze-dried candy. It will take you on a trip from two-way to gotcha. It's a Yeti adventure. Yeti, Yeti Yums, it's a Yeti adventure.
Yeti Yums, super fun and full of flavor. Freeze-dried candy and fruit, fresh cotton candy, Lotus energy drinks, kombucha refills, and new creations every week. Plus over 15 free samples. Visit them in downtown Oshkosh.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite missing Giannis and Damian Lillard, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-101. Doc Rivers pleased with the new players who stepped in, like Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent, and the performance by Kevin Porter Jr.
His guts, he's calm. Kuz, I thought, had some great plays downhill. Gary Trent, a lot of guys just played well. We moved the ball, you know, the entire game.
I guess what do you like about your effort defense?
Just gutty. We did our best of doing it without fouling. Overall, we did that, and that was really good.
Kyle Kuzma, what it's like playing for the Bucks instead of the last place Washington Wizards.
You know, I'm not going to call Washington a bad team because it's not a bad team. They're just in a rebuild, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do there for their future. Matters.
Baseball. The Brewers signing lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year, $1 million deal. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have more snow on the way late this afternoon, tonight through Saturday, even lingering into Sunday. We could end up with 5 to 8 or more inches by the time everything winds down. Today, 24 snow this afternoon, more snow, 32 tomorrow. It's going to get really cold for most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Dom Salvia.
Monday, we'll be back live. We check in with our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K. Plus, follow-up from the resignations at the SDNY over dropping charges against Mayor Eric Adams. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 2 of Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Excuse me. Joining us right now, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, on a brisk day. Wind chill of 14 below out there, Mark.
Good morning. It is
brisk. Get your workout in?
No.
How are you going to warm up? Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you guys. It's a little chilly morning out there. Welcome to Wisconsin.
You know, somebody jogged by here a little while ago, though. God bless them.
I hope they're bundled up. It's colder than you think.
It's crazy cold out there.
And I think next week is, we're going to have a long, cold week next week.
Yeah, this isn't a good month. This is winter.
No, I think that's next week is when we're sub-zero.
Yeah.
So you gotta
it's through like Thursday. So right. I thought we were supposed to have kind of a nice weekend, just have snow. But yeah, it's cold. So bundle up, hats, gloves.
Advice, hats, gloves, drink water. What do you guys tell? What do you healthcare people tell people?
Sometimes just being smart. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, like warm up a car.
Right.
You know, although everyone says warm up car, but don't leave it running on the street where someone can take it. So, I mean, it's simple things of putting some, you know, hat and glove in your pockets, making sure when you leave, do you have a hat and a glove? Not one glove. You know,
well, it's amazing how quick you can get frostbite.
Correct.
It is truly amazing.
And if, you know, I mean, sadly, I mean, snow came in and we see accidents. And now what are you going to do? You don't have gloves and you don't have a hat. If you're traveling, you know, my dad used to always say, do you guys all have boots?
You know what? I'll be honest with you, Mark. I left here, I think it was 4:15 yesterday morning to go to Oshkosh. And I didn't know how the road, I kind of assumed the roads were going to be really, really bad. And it was going to take, you know, 30 miles an hour all the way down or whatever. But I literally did that. I grabbed an extra hoodie. I made sure I had my gloves. I made sure I had other shoes in my car,
yep,
just for that one reason. If I have to go out and try to, you know.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, but we'll get through it.
But you mentioned the boots. Feet are something that people maybe don't spend enough attention on because, I mean, your hat, right?
Yeah.
Head, which I was just telling Todd I need a hat. But yeah, it's a little cool out there today.
You know, I was out snow blowing yesterday and I thought it was going to be a little bit warmer than it was. And
sun was out. That's why.
Well, you know, and I told my wife after I came in, I'm like, man, it's cold. And she's like, well, didn't you have a hat? I'm like, not initially. You know, I mean, so yeah, even me, I'm preaching about this, but I thought it, and actually I thought I was going to shovel and I thought, oh, it's not that bad out there. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to snow blow and it's cold.
So I put in a driveway. I was telling Todd yesterday, I bought a car in July, which has rear wheel drive. And the guy's like, I don't think you're going to like this in the winter. And It was like 80 degrees out. I was like, that's never going to snow. And I hate it now that it's tough on that. But this is where my biggest mistake I made. In your driveway, you can put those coils underneath so it never ices. Didn't do that. Do you have that?
No.
Okay.
A lot of upper class houses, not upper class. What's the word I look for? Upper.
There's.
Income. Yeah.
They just.
You got to plan it ahead.
You do. And that's just it.
I was at a guy's house. He was a doctor in Neenah. And it was the steepest driveway I'd ever seen in my life.
That's when you want them.
And I said, how did you? He said, when we built the house, the number one thing I made sure is radiant heat in the driveway. Because there's lots of times I have to run to the hospital and I don't have time to shovel and whatever, whatever. And I said, how is it if you get. It's fine. Yeah. And it's the steepest driveway I'd ever seen.
Yep.
So those things are pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they've actually come down in price.
Yeah. It's probably just like everything. You know, I mean, something look into and depends on if you got a driveway that's 100 feet or you got a mile.
Hey, do you want me to make you something to help clear your driveway quicker than you do?
What's that?
A propane snowblower, okay? Flamethrower. Propane flamethrower. And here's how I used to do it in Arizona. I'd take a rake, just a big old rake, okay? Metal rake. And I would duct tape two small propane torches on each one. And I would use that to kill all the weeds in my yard because we didn't have grass in Arizona in Tucson. It was all just like cat litter. Okay, so you get these thorny things that would come up, and my daughter would play outside. She'd get picked all the time. So I invented that with the propane torches at the end. Worked great, and I think it would work on a sidewalk as well.
Now you brought it to Wisconsin, and he's going to melt it all, turn it into ice.
Well, no.
Now we have an ice skating rink.
Oh, well, whatever. I was
at my house. I have a little bit of a hill for the driveway, so it would.
We looked at that for new sidewalks, but it's expensive. Maybe it's come down in price. 15 years ago, but you know, if the city's going to put in sidewalks, especially in front of where there's no people living, it's just a sidewalk, because then we're responsible for the snow removal. And to put in those, what's that, radiant or the coils, whatever they're called, that's just something to think about.
You can do it, you know, and that's stuff that people put in there. In fact, they put in the side of their homes, they put in their garages, in their basements.
Yeah.
It's available.
Right.
It's become popular, though. Yeah. That's cool.
Not in my house.
Hey, we want to talk about something else, though, today. We're switching gears a little bit. Want to talk about being Valentine's Day and Heart Appreciation Day, Have a Heart Day, Organ Donor Day.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I think it's just, it is Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, but National Donor Day, you know, and it's a great opportunity to really think about, hey, do you want to donate? You know, I mean, some people don't want to think about this, but, you know, you have to, one, talk with your family about it. Let them know this is what you want to do. But there's so many people that are waiting for a transplant. Something happens. And it's not a bad thing, you know, but it's how do we give them the opportunity if something happens?
And you said talk to your family about it, but you don't have to. I mean, it's your decision, right? When you're, must be 18. Because it's on your driver's license, whether you're a donor or not.
Correct. Yeah. And that's the other thing. You have to just denote it. You can.
Right.
It's a great thing.
Why would you not?
You know what? I think some of it is. I think a lot of people say, I want to do it. They're lazy to maybe fill out a paperwork or get the sticker that used to be on your driver's license.
Right.
And it's taken those few minutes because, yes, things do happen. And your body is available to maybe give a heart, to give tissue. We all probably know someone. I've had a few friends that have had transplants, and it's like, give them that extra opportunity.
You make a good point on people want to but don't do it. And there's studies on a lot of things like that. And as someone who's a little bit more entrepreneurial, there's a great opportunity there, right? 75% want to do it and only 25% do it. Well, there's a lot of people in there that what can you do to get them from A to B, you know? And that donor thing, you guys have really done your outreach. It's just, I don't know if it's an incentive. Of course, you can't pay for that.
Yeah, that's why I say talk with your family. You know, I mean, sadly, when something happens, you say, you know what, they really did want to donate. You know, when you think about it, think of how much can be donated.
Let me tell you something, Mark. I got a really good friend. Her and her husband, they lost their son to murder a few years back. There's a big prominent case that happened in Appleton. But it's mind-boggling how much of him was transplanted.
Correct.
Things that you never thought would be transplanted. And I remember being at her house, her and her husband, and got a little package in the mail, and it was a silver heart. And it was from the girl who received the heart from their son.
Over 100,000 people are waiting for an
body
opportunity.
Parts, right?
Correct. You know, I mean, it's like, it's not saying it's all heart. It's not saying it's all lungs. You know, it's eye tissue. There's so many opportunities out there. But, you know, you got to be the right type. You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's blood type, there's you know, right. You can't have too big of a heart. It's you know, size of what these organs are. They have to match them to the new.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question that nobody will ever ask. Is there an age thing where, like, for somebody like us, that where they'd say, like, thanks anyway, but no? Okay.
I think it's, they're going to have to, you know, but it goes back to, they're going to have to look of how good is that? You know,
that's what I mean.
Someone may say, hey, I want to donate, but maybe there is tissue damage. So they're going to look and say, is this viable now to take out and take to another person?
So is this Organ Donor Day, is that for science as well, or is this just the medical from one human to another? You know, like you just read that Brett Favre's going to donate his brain to science. Yep. I'm just curious. Is that the same thing?
No, I think that's, we're probably talking two different things.
Okay,
but you know, I mean,
he's doing it for CTE. I say,
correct, yeah. And that's what all these football players. And again, I think it's awesome.
Junior Seau was one of the first ones. His family and they found out he had severe CTE because he went from being the greatest guy, ran a great restaurant, life of the party, most fun church, to killing himself out of the blue.
But
go ahead.
No, I would say with CTE, that's the biggest thing.
Yes.
There's no
test.
For
the research.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because there's no test
while you're
right
alive.
Now while you're live. So we have to wait till they now pass and then use that so they can use it for the research. That's what, but again, it's the opportunity that's presented when it's available. You know, it'd be great if we had a CT scan or MRI that could look and go, oh, this is what it did. We don't. And that's why all these athletes
think
there's so few that have done it.
And,
you know,
we have a lot of work to do on research still.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a little different category, but you're still donating your body to either science this is probably a lot more meaningful in that you can save lives. And I think it's interesting that people might just think, well, it's the heart and the lungs. There's so many other vital organ parts, right?
There are. I mean, eyes,
right.
Corneas. You know, I mean, there's so many opportunities that you can. And it's okay that if you don't know what you want to donate, you know, doctors, they can help guide you.
Yeah.
You know, but again, when I say talking, you know, you can fill it out. Everyone knows it's on your driver's license. But I'd ask a lot of people right now, open up your wallet and see, is it on your driver's license?
I actually reached for my wallet. I don't have my wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see if I did or not.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask this. So back to the CTE thing, just for one quick question. Okay, with all the research that they are doing right now, okay, are they seeing, and again, a lot of these guys are still, you know, fairly, are they seeing that the new helmets, the different tackling things, is anything making an impact or isn't it? Can't they come up with a result yet because it's still too new? I mean, they're trying everything they can for the guys in between the lines.
Correct.
Do you think it's helping?
You know, I think it is. I mean, if you look at, I mean, a lot of that is tied to the NFL. But it's the NFL then goes down to the college. And then it goes down to the high school.
It's in high school.
So when you really look at it, like the pros now are making helmets position specific. You know, so, hey, what does a quarterback need for a helmet? What does a lineman need for a helmet? You know,
they always have a little bit, obviously, but now is it the contour or what?
They'll change it. It'll everything be from the inside padding to the outside padding. Like if you look at some of the old helmets, it was just like one shell. Now they've got they've even got more. They think about ventilation. How do they let the heat escape so you don't get as hot? If you look at some of these helmets nowadays, they are light years.
But I think something they have learned, though, it's just not one major hit. It's the repetitiveness I don't know if that's been proven, but that's why I think they need to refocus a little bit more on boxing, right?
And Jim, you're right, because it's also one of those things, if you do get struck, when do you go back? Because if you go back too soon, then there's a thing called second impact. And then that's where some of the stuff back to CTE, because it's like, it's not that when we talk about concussions, that's not about for the most part, when you have a concussion, you're not talking about a brain bleed. So many people think, do I have a bleed in my brain? No, most concussions, that has nothing to do with bleeding in the brain. Huh. I'm not saying that you can't get that, but like most people say, I went and got a CT scan. They told me I didn't have a concussion. No, you went and got a CT scan to tell you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
There's been a train of thought along those lines too, hasn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's go back about just spearing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, spearing was in, what, probably 60s, 70s. Probably through in the 70s, it was probably still going, right?
No, I don't know. Chuck Cecil was spearing.
Yeah. I mean, I think by the late 70s, early 80s, they were starting to really look at it, you know, and, you know,
I'll tell you when they started to look at it, when is the tragic thing happened with Daryl Stingley.
Yeah.
With Jack Tatum and Daryl Stingley.
You know, I mean, it's, and that's why you had to look at the helmets and say, they're using their own helmet as a weapon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and they knew, hey, I'm going to go like a missile, and I'm going to go for their head, or I'm going to go for their...
And I'm protected.
Knee. And they feel like they're protected. You know, that's where some people have said, why not put them in a leather helmet that used to be played? Because you'd have less protection. So...
We talk about this, but I want to talk about the heart month as well.
Yep.
And I was going to share a little story with you. You know, that heart disease, number one killer of women. I don't know, for guys, it's got to be up there.
I'm sure it's number one or two.
Okay, right. I was talking to my doctor, one of your guys, and I said, look, I just want to make sure my heart's good. I went in for that $7,000 treadmill.
Stress test.
Yeah, stress test. It came out, like, perfect. It was just a peace of mind. I didn't spend that. I have insurance, so I got a deductible on it. But anyway, people really need to take a look at that because these things come on so quickly. And all of a sudden, you've had blockage for a year, but they don't know.
Well, and I know we've talked about this. There's a test that you can get, a calcium score, which
I did that.
Yep,
that's real easy.
Yep, calcium score. You can at one point it was 50. Please don't quote me. Anyone at our hospital, to others, it may have gone
like
up.
$50.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, it's like the cheapest
cash
thing for something like that.
All you do is you lay on a table. It's a CT scan, and it scans your heart and it scans your body, and it's going to tell you how much plaque do you. It's going to be looking at the plaque on your arteries. Now, it's not going to look at one area. It's going to look at everything and say, hey, we think you've got a rate of 25%, 15%, 50%. Now, if it comes back high, you're going to have to look at your diet. Now, they may say, you have symptoms with this. This isn't a symptomatic. They're not going to do this if you say, I'm having all these symptoms. It's something that's preventively, though, you can look at it. I think I had my first one probably done at age 30. I think, probably 30, 35. I've had two done. And it'll tell you this is where you're at with plaque. And it kind of just sets you up of, do you need to look and see a cardiologist?
Okay, so when I got mine done, my doctor said, okay, you're fine. A little bit of a shadow around your heart, but for your age, that's totally. So then he had this other doctor, it wasn't a doctor. She was for a health medical or
physical.
Yep.
For insurance.
Yep.
Excuse me. And she did this test. You know what? You guys are going to have to talk. I kind
of. That's right. So what I wanted to say, though, was.
There's different levels of tests. I think that's really important for listeners to know, right? Yep. That $50 and you can Correct. Go up to where they have five people in the room injecting you with stuff and you're running on a treadmill.
Correct. And I've shared this. I have a cousin had a brother that ended up needing to get a small procedure. And he's done well. My other cousin, very fit farmer,
right?
Very skinny. He went and had a calcium test, and the calcium test score was through the roof.
Yeah.
He ended up having five bypasses. No symptoms.
See?
Like, saved his life.
Absolutely.
And he's very appreciative that we brought it up. But his mom, my own aunt, passed away of a heart attack at age probably 58. So there's just the little things that you have to do. And for $50, why not do that? So it's called the calcium score test. You can call your healthcare facilities and ask. Right. You're not going to get in probably tomorrow. But I bet you within the next couple weeks, you could probably schedule them. The test takes all of you do more time in your registration and waiting than you do for the test
itself. Oh, it's a piece of cake.
It's probably I don't think it's even 10 minutes you lay on the table.
That's great. I think, look, it's Heart Health Month. And I think people, like you talked about your cousin, he had no symptoms at all. He went in, he had five blockages.
Yep.
I mean, you saved his life with that $50
test. And he was very emotional. His brother was the one who had symptoms for 6 months and finally went in, ended up at an urgent care, and they're like, we're sending you to an emergency room right now.
Yeah.
So when he got his procedure done, I think he only had one small block. It really wasn't that big. It was a big deal, but it wasn't as bad as what his brother was, who had no symptoms.
We talked a little bit earlier about technology, and you know, thank God we have this technology, because there's people that, had we had it, they would maybe still be with us.
Correct.
You know, and I think what I want to say is I think people go in for physicals, but you got to take it maybe at our age a step further. I don't know. Yeah. You said you get 10 years ago. How often do you get a calcium test?
Every 10 years is, you know, so that's what I said. I've had two of them done. It comes back and tells you where you're at. I think it's a peace of mind. It's not for $50.
Right. And the other thing is that the colonoscopy, which, you know, some people don't like that, but boy, that can save cancer. Oh, my God.
Jim, I don't mind. It's people kind of cringe, you know, colonoscopy. I had my first one done this last year. I look back and just say, man, it really wasn't that big a deal.
I get it. I'm being honest with you. I've heard every horror story in the world, and they dope you up pretty much before you put it. So like next thing you know, you wake up and you leave, and it wasn't that bad.
And again, some people may have polyps, and yes, you may have to get them done more.
Right.
But guess what? It's so much easier to treat this stuff on the front end. Because a lot of people, you're not going to have symptoms at all.
Okay, I got to back up to it before I start choking on my almond there. So when I had that test done with the lady, she put those clips. I told you about this. They put clips on my two fingers and on my two big toes. And that's what she said she got a test from? A plaque test. Okay? Do you know about that?
Yeah.
So then she says... And I thought this was kind of...
That didn't sound right.
I don't think she works for Belin. Yeah. Something just tells me she does not work for Belin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if you even get...
Saw it in the newspaper.
You know, again, if you get a calcium score test, it's, you know, you could have a blockage in one area, and it could kill you.
Well, she said there's a 1 in 5 chance I'll have a heart attack, stroke, or die within 5 years.
Is that everybody?
Is that good or bad?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Why? But Mark, then why, if someone can do a $50 test, do you do it where there's five people in the room and you're running on a treadmill and they're shooting stuff into your veins?
Yeah. So, I mean, some of those tests, they're going to also then look back and say, probably with what you had done, they're going to really look of saying, where do you have the blockages?
Yeah.
You know, specifically. Where a calcium score, it's just going to kind of give you an aggregate score of where you're at.
But if it's a great score, you can stop there.
Correct.
That's great.
You should be able to look and say, I'm good to go. And they'll say, we'll see you in 10 years.
Right. And you offer all of that at Belin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
And we love if people want to come to Belin, but you can look at any of your healthcare facilities around our area.
Yeah.
We're with Mark Houston, Belin Sports Medicine. I'm a little captain in Tony Tenille right now, a little...
I just noticed this week Todd's changed up music a little bit.
Well, it's Valentine's Day. That's why he's hitting on the love. Before people fall asleep, we'll be right back.
so skinny. Any whirl, any twirl, any tangle.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, we're finally seeing a little snow around Wisconsin. Does that mean we're looking at a normal spring? Good question. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. And it's a question that Eric Snodgrass gets all the time. He's a senior atmospheric scientist with Conduit Ag and a recent speaker at the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. He said right now there's still concerns about a drought.
I would tell you that I think spring might be tight. Now, that's an easy forecast to make in Wisconsin and surrounding states simply because, you look, historically, we typically have tight springs anyway. We tend to hang on to cool weather a little bit too long, and I just think this year's weather pattern is going to do that. What I'm worried about is west of the Mississippi. I think we need to be keeping a close eye on some of the weather patterns that have created some massive deficits in parts of the southwest U.S. and even at times in the plains. I mean, I know we're not going to look back too far, but we've not had much snow across the northern tier of the U.S., and fall's drought still lingering and really terrible subsurface soil moisture problems. So I think we might be watching a situation where drought and heat pushes from the west toward us. And the question is, does it get here? And does it get here in time to cause an issue?
That's Eric Snodgrass. He's a senior atmospheric scientist with Conduit Ag. He said right now, in his opinion, there's a 60% chance that the central U.S. deals with adverse weather on the hot, dry side this growing season.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm Pam Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam to get a brochure or watch a travel show. That trip, by the way, more than 50% booked as of now. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning. December corn currently up a penny at 4.74. November soybeans, they're up 6 right now at 10.51. The July wheat up 9.5 at 6.12. Barrel cheese on Thursday was up a quarter of a cent at 1.83. 40-pound block cheese unchanged. Double A butter down a half at 2.40 a pound. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning unchanged at 19.79 a hundredweight. That's just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. Encourage you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You can do it at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have more snow on the way late this afternoon, tonight through Saturday, even lingering into Sunday. We could end up with 5 to 8 or more inches by the time everything winds down. Today, 24 snow this afternoon, more snow, 32 tomorrow. It's going to get really cold for most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
It's the Earl Ingram Show. Hope you're staying warm. I'm excited to have my good friend Sandy Williams here to discuss today's news.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Saturdays at 2, Sundays.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase at about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper insurance rates than Wisconsin. Jack Leroy Cooper is a history maker for American entertainment. He was born in 1888 in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1929, he became the host, the producer, and the announcer of the All Negro Hour on WSBC in Chicago, making him the first African-American radio announcer in the United States. The once-a-week variety show was devoted to black performers. He was very cognizant of negative racial stereotypes and made certain not to allow these stereotypes to be part of his show. Later, the show incorporated news from the African-American community. In 1937, his show was heard 5 days a week, featuring black music from jazz to blues to gospel. He is one of the first people to ever play records over the radio. In 2012, he was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Today, we honor Jack Leroy Cooper, the first African-American disc jockey, radio innovator, and the undisputed patriarch of black radio in the United States as a history and culture maker for Black History Month. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Mark Houston. Really important stuff coming your way from Bell and Sports Medicine. But it is basically Heart Day. It is Organ Donor Day. Obviously, it is. And by the way, John, you look lovely today on Valentine's Day. Thank you for coming in so sparkly and red and bedazzled. And
what are you talking about?
All right, fine.
Have you been drinking again?
It's Valentine's Day. We got to start early. Mark Houston, the house. Tori Wittenbrock, the sports editor for the Press Times, and John Kramer, headlines for the Press Times, and also going to be double duty with him today, talking about the Navy the Coast Guard Auxiliary with the big boat show coming in. But first, Tori, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, great to be here.
How's the beat? How's the sports beat?
Good. This week was crazy for sports, especially women's sports. I think last Wednesday was National Girls and Women's in Sports Day. And we had a lot of stuff going on in the area in terms of like women's basketball. I think Coach Sarah Rohde at
Notre Dame
had her 300th win. We had Gianna Garaccio hit her 1,000th point and is now an all-time leading scorer at Ashwaubenon.
I remember, because I'm old, I remember the day she was born. Her dad's a great friend. Whatever. It's like even we had some of the GB players. We had Ryan Borowitz and Jeff Norgard last week at Vintage Rose where we did our show.
Oh, really?
And, but you know, Jeff's two sons, both playing collegiate sports. Ryan's sons, both tremendous athletes at Ashwaubenon. It's just funny how, you know, in such a short span of time in your mind, these guys went from being college basketball players to being dads now with kids in college. And it's just kind of fun to see that evolution.
Right. That's kind of part of the learning curve I had coming into this job, because it's like there's so many people here in this community. It's such a tight-knit community. Everybody knows each other and everyone's like, I'm like, okay, I'm getting familiar with all the players last year in my first year here. And I was like, okay, this player is really good. The, you know, learning the ins and outs of high school sports. And then everyone here is like, oh yeah, I knew her dad or her aunt played in Green Bay and was really good. And it's like, okay, I
get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, a good advantage for you.
Right.
You know, it opens a lot of doors because people do know each other. You know, I talk about my neighbor's football player, and it's just, and you know, you want to see those kids get some coverage, you know, because they're all trying. I mean, I'll
and
give
seeing it on a piece of paper.
Yes.
I mean, God bless it. I've still got scrapbooks from, you know, 1975 or whatever, and it's fun to still look at them, but it wouldn't be fun to go on the internet and try to click it from, you know what I mean? There's just still something about that.
That's the thing. People talk about, like, news being like a dying field or whatever, and how everything's technology now. But I think that's kind of the downfall in a way, because it's like
totally. Everything's
technology now, so it's not anything special. Whereas, like, I do. I still have scrapbooks from our local paper back in Chino Hills when our, youth sports team made it to the championship round of our rec soccer league. And it's like, oh, I made it in the paper.
The thrill that was when you opened the paper and
exactly.
saw your name. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's what makes us special, is because it's not all online. And, I mean, we have that element, too, where we are online and you can see stuff on TikTok and you're keeping up with it, but it's also that nostalgic factor that kind of sets us apart in a way.
No question.
So you're covering sports for the Press Times. This weekend, mm-hmm. you got a few things going on, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. And I mean, that's what is exciting about this time of year right now, especially too, because we've got like Rockers stuff now overlapping right, and we've got all the new seasons starting up.
And what I wanted to ask you, is there ever a lull?
Oh, yeah.
There really is? It seems like we always have sports going on
April. Here.
It's nice, but
April is always our hardest month for coming up with stories.
Yeah, I would say
because the weather was too bad for like really good outdoor, you know, mm-hmm. okay, the baseball fields are wet, the soccer fields are wet, mm-hmm. the so-and-so, and there was just that lull right there. That was always the hardest time to come up with stories.
For us, I would say between April and July is kind of, it's pretty much, we cover a lot of Rockers stuff because we got baseball going on, Rockers and Blue Ribbons, those are always fun.
Got and a then, thing here also, I mean, interrupt for you, don't forget Gary Gresh, win number 400.
Yes.
Congratulations, Gary Gresh. There's That's another awesome. One. Same with that same boon. His son plays for him. It's just crazy how that group has stayed together with the second generation.
Well, we got the draft this April, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd keep you busy.
The what?
I feel a draft.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of those things, though, too, I think it's cool for you to almost get a fresh, you know, because so many people, like Scott Fancy, who does a great job, he's a great friend, and you grew up with this, so you know a lot more about those background things. But it's kind of a fun thing. Like when I, you know, had my first job in the state of Idaho, it was kind of fun learning about all these new things, too, because it was so fresh.
Right.
So I imagine you get that a little bit going for you too, right?
It is. Oh yeah, for sure. And especially just because Green Bay is such a unique area. It's like, it's so rare to have that, like where high school sports are so big and so competitive. And then you've got all these like semi-pro teams, collegiate teams, like Gamblers, Rockers, all of that. And then you've got the Packers. And it's like that market is insane because in Southern California, where I came from, it was like, okay, you go into LA and that's basically a different state because you've got all these professional sports teams. And then you go into like the more suburban areas and it's more like, okay, it's all youth teams, rec teams, high school, all of that. And it's like, you rarely get a market where everything overlaps.
I remember Larry McCarron one time, he said, whenever anybody would complain about, you didn't give some high school thing enough coverage. He's like, I want to tell you about Chicago. Okay. They didn't even mention high school sports. You guys have 9 minutes on a Friday night and that's not good enough for you. That's not good enough. We got nothing.
Right.
That would help me his shutdown. It's like, we cover high school sports here better than any place.
Right. We got the blizzard season coming up.
Right.
Yep.
That's a good one, too.
We're with Tori Wittenbrock, sports editor for the Press Times, and John Kramer with the Press Times.
And I want to bring you into this, John. I mean, your paper isn't the Wall Street Journal. I mean, you have mm-hmm. photos in there. And I just think that is great because that, especially if a kid's going to save a scrapbook, it's nice to have the article, but it sure is nice to have the photo. And do you get to all these events? Are you the photojournalist with sports as well?
I do just a little bit of stuff, but primarily Chris, our editor, knows I like to do the good news stories.
Yeah.
I don't like to cover the hard news stuff. That's just not me. So the other day I covered the Green Bay Gamblers coming out to hospital to Aurora.
That was cool. Isn't that great?
And dropping off the teddy bears. They got over 6,000 stuffed animals. Yeah. So
were you there when they throw them?
No,
I should have gotten. You want to talk about an event. Yeah. Have you ever been there when they actually 6,000 people
cool.
throw a teddy bear through the air? Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. So the really cool events. We had a video already online for that story, and there'll be some photos in the paper for that.
Yeah, that's great. Anybody that you really kind of got your eye on, maybe you can't tell us that. Is there somebody that you're covering right now that you're like, ooh, this could see them in the pros?
High school athlete-wise? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them. They're, gosh, in terms of women's and men's basketball in the area, or I guess girls and boys if you're talking high school, there's just so much talent, which right. I think is different. Another thing that's different in this area, because in, like, again, where I grew up in, it wasn't, there was no emphasis on high school sports. It was everything outside of high school sports. What's your training look like? What, like, in terms of soccer, what club team are you on? That was where all the college recruiting went from. And here, it seems like there's a lot more emphasis on the high school side of things. So it's really interesting when you go to these high school games and you see stands that are packed. And, you know, you see those kids that you're like, this kid is going to college. This kid is right. going to have a scholarship. Good career.
The other thing I like about Green Bay is it's not just basketball and football. Mm-hmm. You know, I think golf is exciting to watch. We had, you know, baseball. We have, you know, there's on so many levels. And that's pretty cool that, you know, we believe strongly in the arts. But, I mean, if your kid maybe isn't going to play basketball, there's so many other opportunities now. And you, I'm sure you cover the swim team, too, at GB. I mean, that's a great group of kids. They mm-hmm. do some they do volunteer work as well as study and swim. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we just had Bayport Swim won the FRCC Conference Championship for swim. So that was in the paper this week. We obviously cover GB Swim as well. Yeah. Everything at GB, it's really cool to cover that stuff because, I mean, the Nordic ski team, the swim team, they don't get a lot of coverage and stuff outside of whatever GB is putting out.
Right. So that's really nice. Cool, though, with you having lived that for 4 years mm-hmm. out there, that you've got that inside. And I think that's really cool. You know, a lot of times we sit, you know, again, being back in my day in TV sports, you know, you would get people, hey, how come you haven't done anything on the Nordic ski team or whatever, mm-hmm. okay? Well, there are so many things going on. You can't, as you're that sports guy sitting there in the office, you can't have your finger on the pulse of all of them.
Right.
So you do need people to help point out some sort of things.
Yeah, if there's stuff we're not tracking,
exactly.
Let us reach out to the paper, let us know, and we'll run it down.
Instead of just complaining that you're not doing it,
right.
Let people know ahead of time.
Yeah,
do something about it.
That's the thing that gets to me is it's like so many times you have like parents or people, whoever in the community who are like, hey, how come you didn't cover this? And it's like, I had a million other things.
Exactly.
If I knew about that, I would have made it a priority. Tell me ahead of time and I'll make sure I'm there.
Or just tell them you'll give it to one of your staffers.
Yeah.
No, I know you're a one-man band.
Give it to your intern.
To interns.
Well, that's what it is, intern. But you have great energy. I mean, I'm thinking you're loving what you're doing.
Oh, for sure. I couldn't ask for a better job.
She's not like this off air.
That's good. I mean,
because, I mean, I, like you said, I lived this. I was a college athlete in this area. I was on campus at GB.
And you were, correct me if I'm wrong, you were a scholarship athlete.
Yes.
I mean, that's an elite athlete. If somebody's going to pay you to come to, they're going to pay you to come to their school to play a sport. That's elite.
Right. And that's, I mean, I would like to think that's every high school athlete's dream. I mean, even when you're in high school, there's so many kids that are like, I want to be a professional athlete. And it's awesome to see that dream is actually attainable now. But I mean, yeah, I lived this. I was on campus at GB. I played soccer. I had lifting in the morning and I did all that. So it's like, I know what it's like to be an athlete in this area. And now to cover it, I still have friends who are in college playing at St. Norbert, playing at GB. So it's like, it's really funny because I'm kind of in this weird space where I'm covering things, but I also still have friends who are involved in it. So it's like I hear this inside drama from GB and St. Norbert, and it's like that's so weird because I was just there interviewing that player.
That's awesome.
That interests me because I want to talk about your career. You were at GB, and you said last time you applied for the internship or how you got connected with this. But like, what's next? Do you see yourself coaching? Do you see yourself athletic director? Or do you see your – because I got to believe you've met a ton of people in the last year and a half.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've met a lot of athletic directors, coaches, athletes, everything through what I do. I don't think that that's a direction that I would want to take my career in.
I thank you. I didn't want to jump in there and discourage you. When we had Mark Murphy of the Packers at the GB Steak Fry a couple of years ago say, I can't think of a job I want to do less and something I used to do and loved, but things have changed so much being an athletic director in college these days. Right. He said he can't think of a job he would want to have less than doing that.
Those guys got to be beat up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, people give teachers a lot of credit and say that, you know, they're underpaid and they're, like, doing the Lord's work, and they're out here helping the helping kids and everything. And that's something that I think coaches are really amazing for.
There's only one person doing the Lord's work in Green Bay. That's me. Right, John? John, is that right?
Yes, sir. Whatever.
Hey, I gotta say, you know what though? You know how lucky you are having that weight room you have out at UW Green Bay
where they had
years ago. Did they tell you what they used to have?
No.
It's like a broom closet, literally, with some dumbbell weights in it, and that was it. We gotta set a quick break. Back and more. Tori Wittenbrock, the sports editor for the Press Times. John Kramer for the Press Times. We're gonna be talking about the boat show as well coming up this weekend. Right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And the Fox Valley Technical College in Appleton is hosting their third annual Black History Month Afro Hair Fair. On February 15th from noon till 4 p.m., you can join an event that focuses on increasing access to proper care for 3A to 4C hair types. So whether you're a parent, a student, stylist, or passionate about hair equality in general, this is your opportunity to connect and learn together. Head to WISS.FM, click events, and register now.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause you do it right.
You know, the mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. In Oshkosh and Appleton, of course, the Civic Media app. It is still cold out there, -6 in Green Bay, 2 below in Appleton, 6 below in Oshkosh, 14 below wind chill we've got going on out there right now. We got a text here. I will be spending part of my Valentine's Day meeting with a cardiologist to discuss my upcoming heart surgery. My issue was discovered at my physical in January. So important to get checked out at least once a year. I had zero symptoms and would not have even known I had a valve issue until it was too late. Sparky.
Yeah. That
best of luck to my man.
Do we just need to spend more money and time on preventive? More tests, colonoscopies. You're going to do this. What did you have? What's it called? A calcium test.
Yeah.
Or else you can go in for a little bit more intense stress test. But they're all preventive, right? They're going to tell you a lot things that you didn't know.
Well, that stress test is pretty involved. Yeah, I mean, you got to be serious about that. But this other one, the plaque is such a you literally have to lay on a table and they say, hold your breath for like 10 or 20 seconds, which is a little harder than you would think, to be honest with you. So you don't move at all with the thing, but they give you results right away and they check all the plaque in your entire bloodstream. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing they've come up for $50.
You just had that done?
No, a few years back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had the stress test last week.
Okay.
Actually, it was on Monday. I had the stress test done, and I have a daughter who's in medicine. I sent her the results, and the cardiologist called, and everything's fine. My doctor just said, you know, you talk a lot about health and worry. You worry too much. You know, you want a peace of mind. Get this done. There's five people in the room, and I'm like, why are all these people in here? What's in case something bad happens? That's why they're there. Man. It's you only need one or two people.
I had one of those a couple years ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean,
uncomfortable doing it, though, huh?
So, isn't it all? And it's just you know, I'm in such great shape. It's all women that were in there.
I know. And they all you wear is a pair of shorts.
Right.
And they got all these things stuck all over you, and you got to run on a treadmill with all these people standing there BSing. That's all they're doing is sitting there talking.
They're just waiting.
Exactly.
Somebody's.
It's like, anyway, am I good?
Somebody's taking the notes, but the other four, three.
There's somebody there making sure you don't drop.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. But they're not paying attention to you, and you're three quarters naked, and it's like, yeah. John, tell us a little bit about your Coast Guard Auxiliary as well. Very cool organization.
Yep.
Tell what you guys are doing this weekend with the boat show, which is such a pop. We were talking about that. I swear. Somebody is living right because the people that determine the weather, it's always really, really cold, crappy weather that weekend for the boat show, which is perfect to get people out and look at boats and think about summer.
Well, if you would have been here the other day, you know, me and Kevin were here in the show with the mayor here and talked about some of that stuff. So, yeah, Coast Guard Auxiliary will be at the boat show today. It starts at 2 o'clock. We'll be out there all weekend. So, like we talked about.
Free advice.
Yeah. So we... free vessel safety checks.
Right.
So come out and stop out, talk to us. We got a little QR code. You can jump online and set up for a vessel safety check. We come to you, and it's just an opportunity to stay out of trouble.
I know you got this other career gig you're working on here with the thing, okay? But I think you should always have one hand involved with something military, quasi-military, something. That's been such a huge part of your life, and just keep doing that. Do you know what I'm saying?
It was easy to walk away from the Army. I had enough, and I was done. But there's still that little bit of an itch that wants to continue to serve, and not just the country, but the community.
Can I ask you one thing I just saw on your Facebook that's going to be kind of personal physically with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Was it like this? Was this like the anniversary or something when you discovered what you had, and you had like you were just feeling crappy? Can you talk about because you went from just I remember talking with you. It's like I'm tired. I'm not feeling great. I don't feel like going out for a beer. To stage four.
Yeah, so it was 10 years ago today on Valentine's Day when I was stationed in El Paso, and I was actually on a date with my now wife, and I wasn't feeling great. I hadn't been feeling great for a couple months, and then it had just gotten worse, and finally went and got in and saw a couple doctors, and it took a little bit to finally get diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So.
Wow, and you've looked... You've come through it. You're fine. You got good energy.
I'm not fine. I'm a mess. But I struggle every day with stuff. But like you're saying, it's one of those things that if you're not doing great, go get it checked out.
And I want to kind of draw a little bit of a correlation between we're talking about preventive heart thing and this preventive boat things. I mean, people save their whole lives to buy a boat. You finally talk your wife or you're like, okay, I can do it. And then have a tragedy happen. I mean... You know what I mean? There's so many things that you guys offer. And I was really impressed how there's no cost, even for the test, for the all that. I think that's...
Yeah, that vessel safety check at no cost.
Awesome.
We come to you. Why would you not do it?
Right.
You know, it gets you a sticker on your boat that, you know, as Kevin said, may or may not help you, you know, not get engaged with the authorities.
Right. But
it's just an awesome opportunity to have something done that can potentially save lives.
And talk about the auxiliary that people can join that. Tell me.
Yeah, so I'm a disabled veteran, but you're still good to go to join the auxiliary. There's no age requirements. So, John, if you know you've always wanted to serve a little bit.
Do you have to know how to swim?
No, you don't.
Really?
There's no tests like that.
Okay.
It may help.
Yeah, I would think.
Wow. We got a life jacket.
I'd be the one guy on the boat with a big floaties.
The arm floaties.
I thought you had to swim from the boat to shore.
No, there's no physical test requirements. There's nothing, like I said the other day.
That's surprising.
Me too. I'm surprised by that. Wow.
You got to...
But if you can't swim, are you really going to join up for that? Probably not, right?
No, probably not. But I'm not doing a whole lot of swimming yet. So,
but you know,
the idea is to stay in the boat.
Hey, if I was with you guys, you'd be like, fill out your report. What happened today? Three rescues, all Mino.
They all drowned.
But you'd get to wear the cool uniform.
That is cool.
I look great in that blue.
You do.
Dreamy.
With your name on there, the whole.
It matches your eyes.
Yeah, it's.
So I only did it so I could get that butter bar rank. You know, after being a master sergeant all those years.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. Those are your pajamas today?
I got to put it on later to get a little boat show to set up.
All right, we're going to see you there. 2 o'clock today.
Yes,
sir. Boat show. And tell me, it's today till 8?
Two to eight today.
Right.
It's a 10 till 7 tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
What a great thing to do this weekend.
It's phenomenal. It's right. Legendary for how popular it is.
Oh, man.
Tori, it's wonderful having you on here. I don't know what you're going into if you're that line of work. You're going to do great things.
Thank you.
You got that energy.
Well, she should move up so I could take her job. Okay. So I can quit being a freaking intern.
All right.
Quick
break. Coming, you guys.
Back with more. Back at this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the woman who wants to head the Department of Education says private and charter schools have every right to refuse kids who don't meet their standards. What does that mean for children in Wisconsin?
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Get ready as winter is heating up at Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake with an electrifying lineup of live music. Arkansas brings high-energy bluegrass with a twist on February 21st. The Sweet Lilies deliver their signature soulful harmonies on February 28th with special guests Adrian and Meredith playing folk punk fun. Soul blues rock powerhouse Jesse Roper comes in with a bang on March 1st. Tickets are selling fast. Grab yours now at ThrasherOperaHouse.com. Thrasher Opera House, a cool little historic venue in downtown Green Lake.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration continuing taking steps to shrink the size of the federal workforce, ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees, those hired within the last year or two. The firings at the Veterans Administration have hurt, says Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
We're hearing from VA employees across the country. They are not filling open positions for doctors, nurses, technicians, housekeeper.
TikTok is back on Google and app stores as the company continues moving forward without the ban. The government had previously said it would happen permanently unless its Chinese owner sold it, which hasn't happened. Flash flood warnings across Southern California. About 45,000 people have been evacuated because of the fear of mudslides and burn-ravaged parts of the city. They're lining up in Philadelphia right now for the Eagles' Super Bowl victory parade. This is ABC News.